Next question is Crystal, CRYSTL Williams, WILLIMS. Crystal Williams was born in 12/11/52. This is a 72-year-old woman, married twice. First husband passed away. Current husband she's separated from. She has 5 children. She lost a child. She lives with her daughter. She's originally from Detroit, Michigan. They moved here in the 80s because a bit better job market, period. New paragraph. She has had a history of hypertension, arthritis, DJD, anxiety, and constipation, period. New paragraph. Patient was hospitalized twice recently, first time on or about July 8th for 2 weeks after she had a strangulated incarcerated abdominal wall hernia, which was removed. Part of her appendix and small intestine had to be removed as well, period. New paragraph. They told her she needs to lose weight and have to have another hernia operation. That for that reason, they put her on Ozempic. She swears up and down that she's not a diabetic, period. Social, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink alcohol, period. Surgeries includes gallbladder surgery, vaginal birth, and the hernia surgery. Subsequent, new paragraph, recently she was hospitalized with a history of lacunar stroke, causing her with difficulty with ambulation. Patient also has had left-sided weakness since the stroke, period. She's not chair-bound, she's morbidly obese, and requires the help of her daughter to survive, period. Patient's COVID immunization is up to date. Medication, Ozempic 1 milligram a day for weight loss. Zofran 4 milligram PRN. Lipitor 80 milligram a day. Cholestyramine 100 milligram a day. Aspirin 81 milligram a day. Lexapro 10 milligram a day. Doxycycline 100 milligram BID for recent vaginitis. Lexix 40 milligram a day. Norvasc 10 milligram a day. Hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram a day. Hydrocodone 5/325 as needed for arthritis pain. And history of abdominal surgery because of a hernia and other issues that she takes for pain. On exam, her blood pressure is 160 over 90, pulse is 92, respiration is 18, or two sides at 96%. This is a morbidly obese 72-year-old woman who appears to be in no distress. Patient has difficulty with ambulation. Heart positive, swamp positive, two lungs, few bronchi, abdomen, soft, scar right side of noted, secondary to a recent large hernia that was repaired. She also has lower extremity edema. Skin shows no rash or mucosa with hand lesion. Assessment number one, recent history of hernia repair. Number two, recent history of stroke. Number three, we're trying to obtain her previous history. Number four, right-sided weakness. Number secondary to lacunar stroke. Number five, she's chair-bound. Next one is morbidly obese. Next one is suspect sleep apnea. Next one is there are two sides stable at this time. Next number is pedal edema. Next one is we'll obtain patient's recent echocardiogram regarding possible congestive heart failure since patient is on Lasix. Next number is constipation. Next number is hyperlipidemia. We'll put in their family history. Doesn't know much about her father. Mom died of some kind of cancer. I'll put mammograms up to date somewhere in there. Next number is on Ozempic, trying to lose weight. Next number is status post hernia repair. Next number will review the records regarding possible candidacy for palliative care. Thank you.